Hello, welcome to the Roundhouse Rundown, your weekly glance at all things Shocker Athletics. Each week, we give you a rapid-fire listen on events, promotions, ticket deals, trivia question, and we wrap it up with a bit of Shocker history. This week's trivia question: how many NCAA Division I schools use the owl as their mascot, and how many of those will Wichita State play this season in volleyball? As always, we'll ask you to stick around to the end for the answer. The Shockers open the season on Friday in the Shocker Volleyball Classic at Koch Arena. They play Kennesaw State at 7 p.m. WSU plays Arkansas at 1 p.m. on Sunday. On Friday, the conference championship and NCAA banners will be unveiled before the match. September 20th, Wichita State basketball coach Paul Mills is hosting Queens of the Court Ladies' Day with Shocker Men's Basketball. It's a behind-the-scenes look at the program with all sorts of basketball talk and activities. You can register at goshockers.com, or you can email Emily Hebert at E-H-I-E-B-E-R-T at goshockers.com for information. Shocker Cross Country opens the season in Hutchinson at the Terry Masterson Twilight Classic. That's on Friday. They have their home meet on September 6th. That's a Clap Cross Country course, the JK Gold Classic. Your trivia answer: Four NCAA Division I schools use the owl as their mascot, and just like last season, Wichita State plays all four: Kennesaw State, and then American opponents Temple, Rice, and Florida Atlantic. In 2024, the Shockers played seven matches versus teams with an owl mascot, and they won five of those. This week in Shocker history, we'll stick with volleyball. August 27th, 2005, Sarah Lundgren's 11 kills lead the Shockers to a sweep of Texas Tech in Houston. Corey Meyer contributes 15 digs. That WSU team went on to a 28-3 record, 18-0, to win a second straight Missouri Valley Conference title. Thank you for listening. You can find more information on schedules, tickets, and promotions at goshockers.com. You can also find podcasts and stories at goshockers.com as part of the Roundhouse's coverage of the Shockers.